They are now strengthened, and their hearts are filled with faith about the future for Iran. I was a young teenager during the revolution, I can't say my life has not been filled with difficulties. It's been a bed of flowers because of the revolution and its ramifications. But I advise Iranians to value what they have and to look again at their achievements and just the fact that, as Mr. Lam pointed out, unity and resistance has brought us this far. There is nothing that Washington, Tel Aviv, or London could do at this moment in time. They say, we're worried, they're lobbying for a war on Iran. Well, let them lobby all they like. Let them attempt it.
You referred, Mr. Mokhtari, to the fact that they wasn't expecting that Iran resist that eight-year war and push Iraq out of the country. And it just reminded me of the event of the revolution. No one was expecting the revolution to be victorious. Nothing of those standard requirements for a revolution were there when the revolution happened. So what do you see as the factors behind the victory of the revolution?
The revolution that we talked about, which came to fruition with Imam Khomeini, it was a socio-religious revolution which had begun with Amir Kabir in Iran. It was, but generation after generation of dictators had managed to kill the bravest and the best of this land's children, people like Nuri, like Tahmasbi, like Pesian, were killed so that the Western rule could be imposed on Iran, so that Iran's wealth could be taken away. But there is a point at which enough is enough. Now, we had a person called Imam Khomeini. Now, he had amazing values of leadership, of strength of character. He believed that anything could be possible through resistance, through faith, and through unity. And people simply followed that. There was a point at which the Air Force generals went to him and they said, look, we cannot get one aircraft up into the air today. We're under sanctions. We've reached the end of the road. And Imam Khomeini said, just go out and do it. And they did. And they did. The following month, Iraqi bases were literally obliterated by the Iranian Air Force. And it is that kind of leadership and that kind of approach that has brought us this far. Now, you talk to anyone on the street today, nobody believes that Iran cannot put a man into space.
And Mr. Nader Mokhtari, that brings us to an end of that interview with Mr. Nader Mokhtari, political commentator, joining us in the Tehran studio. Thanks very much, sir, for your comments. Over to you, Kaveh.